been coming in contact with the sugya of Birchas Kriya Shma since we started in Al Beit Manalo. And I think maybe we'll speak about it a little bit this week. Just what are Birchas Kriya Shma? Are they Birchas Mitzvot? Are they No Shaychet Kriya Shma? What's the dinim that are a tevoda of whatever they are? So Rishenim or Medayik, the Rosh Medayik from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Elohim ben Akhafim, and Rav Rishenim, Rav Rishenim, and Rav Rishenim, Lishma. Of the din of Shom, Mitnei Ashol, Mitnei Akhover, Mitnei Ahiro, Umeshiv, Mitnei Akhover, that's really Ben Akhafim. What's the din of Ben Akhafim? Ben Akhafim is considered between Avarav and Shema, it's the din of Ben Akhafim. Says the Rav, it's Medayik from here, and the Ir is also Medayik. The advice is that Avarav is not considered a Berchot HaMitzvah. If it would be a regular glass of beer commitment, wouldn't it be Shachar Kriya Shma? You know what I say, Shalom Lech HaRevi, between Shachar Kriya Shma and taking a drink, between Alati Lakulov and Shabbat Mulov. You never let it be mapping between the bracha and the mitzvah that you're doing the bracha on. Vice says, if that's considered being a bracha, Vice says that's not considered a bracha. Lachar, this is the Shita of the Raza that we saw in that Bezim and Allah Herni. Rather than coming to Masber, what's the chance to be Shitas Rashi? Rashi holds that you're allowed to say, you're allowed to daven, marry before the Tetik of Chavim. Hagam that you're not going to be a Chir of Kriya Shma, and you have to learn Kriya Shma again, Halamito. But you're still allowed to daven the time of marry in Bruch HaSef before the Tetik of Chavim. In fact, Shoyal to Nerazbo, why isn't there a Bruch HaVatol? If you're not going to be a Chir of Kriya Shma, then the Bruch should be Bruch HaVatol. But the Nerazbo, no, it's not fair. Because Hagam was the Bruch HaVatol, the word Nikva on Kriya Shma, but the brachas aren't Birchas of Kriya Shma. There's some brachas b'nei atzmon here. They're only brachas b'nei atzmon that are either for on the Tzir of Or, on Torah, that they were kriveya to say before Kriya Shma. But the brachas aren't Birchas of Kriya Shma. The main ones are not telling Kriya Shma. And Agam, that you're not eating your Kriya of Kriya Shma, but you still have to say the brachas. The brachas aren't brachas of Kriya Shma. Achor, what Shver is the Shita Tarid. The Rid group on that Rashi, he says, it's brought down in the Shulchi Gibur on the Alchem and Beis, the Dafi Arif. Eina Nira Lidi from Kriya Shma Berach Hesef in Zmano, Vela says Bracha Levatala. Zuck there, no such thing. You can't have a Mara before Shesh Yechavim, because you're going to have a Bracha Levatala. Mamash Pekev in the Shashma. Kum Tois Lachor, if he holds like that. In Bazei, he holds that the Bracha Levatala is a mitzvah. And just like any mitzvah that you're not going to make during that man, you can't take a lulav before and make a bracha, before it's okay to make a bracha, the bracha of Atal also too. If you're going to say Shema before this man of Shema, you make a bracha, the bracha is going to be a bracha of Atal. Hey, but then the third shver, the kash that we, that's a Rosh Medayik. Rosh Medayik, from our Gemara, that happens. It can't be that it's a Birchas HaMitzvot, because then how could it be Kiddush and then a bracha? This shita of the Pisgah Rid, this Rid, is also Ramban. Ramban says, in the sugya of Birchas HaTorah, Lefisha Adam Yadua Sha'av HaSoyim Birchas HaMitzvot Zilei Kriya Shma. Shekol HaMitzvot Kulam Tunin Tein Brachot Oyver Lefi Yalpin. It says Mefurish, it's a regular Birchas HaMitzvot, and just like any other bracha needs a bracha Oyver Lefi Yalpin, so too Kriya Shma needs a bracha Oyver Lefi Yalpin. It goes on to say at the end, Birchas HaTorah, Ma'av HaRav, Birchas HaShvachim. It says the first bracha of Tzai during the day and Tzai at night of Birchas HaShvach, there is no Birchas HaMitzvot. But the bracha of Avarav or Avatarim, that's the question that it's a bracha of the mitzvah, the male has to be over last year. So the Chor is very like the Rosh Medayik. However, it seems that there is Kamim Rishonim that also go in the Shita of the Ramban. The Shaka Tarek, we saw at the beginning of the Tarek, beginning of the second Tarek, all the Rishonim bring down of Haigin. The Haigin says, how could it be that when you're a Kurir of Avatarim, you weren't carried with the bracha. And we know the bracha makes the wazoo. The bracha makes the wazoo, how can you link Kriya Shma without the bracha? So Shrine Allah Akharinim, what should I say? Very good that the bracha makes the wazoo, but that has nothing to do with the Kriya Shma. If you link one bracha, if you say one bracha without the other bracha, then it's makes the wazoo. The first bracha is the bracha of Atama. But if you say Kriya Shma without the bracha, no shakas. You get to Yechiv and Kriya Shma. What's the shakas to call between them? Zuck the shakasari, the gvalde gecha. Something like this. In a chanami. The Anshe Mishmur, it's really, that's what the Gemara is told on that is Medayik, the Brach Mach the Zuzu. The Anshe Mishmur, they would say one Brach before. Let's say Avarav. They say Avarav before Shema. Now today, if you hold that the bracha from Achar Zuadu, today that is Avera, but you said before Shema, shouldn't be a bracha levatah, because you didn't say Yitzhara, you only made one bracha before Shema. So today that the bracha of Avera that they made before Kriya Shema shouldn't be a bracha levatah, they'd have to say Yitzhara after Kriya Shema. Because if you say one bracha without the other one, it's a bracha levatah. Now how can you say Yitzhara after Kriya Shema? The chur is the bracha mitzvah. Bracha mitzvah has to be a levatah yasa. Vice versa, doctor, from the fact that you can make the Yitzhara afterwards, and you have to make the Yitzhara afterwards, or else you have a rabba's bracha levatah, so why do you have to make the Yitzhara afterwards? It's not actually a levatah yasa. Elamai is still considered a levatah yasa. Why is it still considered an levatah yasa? Because the bracha from Akkad is the Kriya Shema also. And Mamela, you were never Makayim your Kriya Shema b'miluah until you finished with the bracha. So Mamela, until you say the bracha, it's still considered Erev Lech Yosef, and you haven't been going with the bracha in the midst of Kriya Shema yet. In the Chanamik, and then you're in the middle. You didn't start it, so it's still considered Erev Lech Yosef, and you haven't finished yet. The Ordo Ruh got a desire from here that you're allowed to make brachas even after. He said, some bracha for mitzvahs. Kol hei chashu leibir kamei de mitzvah, mavar hachar mitzvah, v'yotei dei chavasi. You can make a bracha for mitzvahs after. But the Shagatari Kleshman and the Rav Hagerin held not that way. You're not allowed to make a bracha for mitzvahs afterwards. And the Meilo, how are you allowed to say the Yitzhar after you say Shema? It's not over last Yeltsin. And what about you talking about the Yitzhar after you haven't made the Yitzhar of Shema? Kumdai says, Mechar Mavurish, that he holds that it's even Yitzhar, not like the Ramban, but Tzai Yitzhar, Tzai Av Rabba, bracha for mitzvahs. And Mamela was a mark of the Krishma. If you say the Krishma without the Bracha Mitzvah, so you haven't been eating your Chiyuv Krishma. The parallel on this is really that the Rashi himself brings down Rav Hagerin the same Mefurish, that the first Brachas before Krishma are not Bracha Mitzvah. They weren't Nikmal and Krishma. So the Shagatari of the Gantz Cheshman, how it works out, if you hold that, they're Bracha Mitzvah. But the Rashi brings down Rav Hagerin that they're not Bracha Mitzvah. How does that stem? How does Hashem get that out of the Hemshah? The Emes, Lachar, Kuduyik, in our Sugya. The Sugya of Halal. Leilun was handling a little bit. The Sugya of Halal, Heftik and Halal, in Kriya Shema. It says Rabbeinu Tam, that it can't be, if the Gemara is handling it, there's a Heftik and Halal, it has to be that he made a bracha beforehand. Because if he didn't make a bracha beforehand, so then there's doesn't have Heftik at all. What were you mafik? The Shailu is Eva Zay. Eva Zay. What? How does the pasuk happen by Kriya Shema? The whole shaila is Halal by Kriya Shema or not? Now, how does the pasuk Halal happen by Kriya Shema? What's the heftik in? So, if it's not out to bracha, because you read Makabal on Shemayim, then the chayyim you have the same thing. By Halal, you're also saying you're being shameiach as other bracha. That is heftik. Ella might want to say no. By Halal, doesn't pasuk happen because it's only bracha of tilling that you're mitzvah it together, as if you're saying tilling. So we will, when you say Tillim, in a Chanam, it doesn't pass the Heftik. Hashem Kibay Krishma, it's Oman Shemayim, it does pass the Heftik. Why? Why is the Krishma any different than the Tillim that you put together? Tillim, you put Kama Kibitzel together to make it Halah. Elamai, that's not enough to make it into something. The fact that you're being Mahalah Chadash Baruch Hu, Meshabeh Chadash Baruch Hu, that doesn't make it into something that it passes the Heftik. You didn't make a Baruch before. So Krishma also. Very good to be Mekabal Oman Shemayim. You took three parts together that really have no Shaykhis. They weren't set together in the Torah, and you put them together to make a Kabbalah from Moshe Mayim. So why does the Pasuk have to be there? Why should it be happening between one Pasuk and the second Pasuk, or in the middle? Why should the Pasuk have to be called? Elaman, the same way that Rabbeinu Tam perceived that the Heftik in Halal is because he made a Bracha, Chari perceived that the Heftik in the Kriya Shema is also because he made a Bracha. And it's really Mefurish in the Ram. Mefurish in the Ram is in Sukkah, and that's how Beis Hamidrash of the Daf Yomi. So first, that's how he went to Rabbeinu Tam. He brings down Rabbeinu Tam that says that the only pasuk is a heftik if you made a bracha on Halal. And he says, no, there's no shaykhus. Why should I have any shaykhus? I'll prove to you it has nothing to do with the bracha. Because if you lay in Kriya Shema, let's say you wake up late, and you lay in Kriya Shema just by yourself without the bracha, you're also not allowed any masjid. It's only shalom pnei ha-shalom, shalom pnei ha-kavar, meshav pnei ha-kavar, it has the same thing to me even though you're not making the bracha. Why says there's no shaykhus for the bracha? And what's the reason now that you're Masik is up there? When how is the reason why you're now Masik is because of Misad and Shmach of Adash Babu. Like Rabbeinu Yehuda brought down such a tzad from Yeshemi. And there's two Malcolm who had to learn the Sugya of being Masik and Halal and Krishma. Is the Chassan of being Masik because you made a Bracha? and the male wants to make a bracha on the inan and the or no shechet. You bring mekabel of shemayim, you bring mekabel of the shvach makadosh bracha, nothing to do with the bracha. And the male is simply in the middle of doing something, you bring mekabel of shemayim, ain't a bedin that you should be playing with Zvan Rachim to be makadosh. Still, it only be if you bring yalti. But it has nothing to do with the bracha, 100%. But kumtai, prefer the shechet, the bring tam, with the ime, that holds that the whole concern is after the bracha. Kumtai is the bracha of kishma. If the bracha wasn't a bracha on Kriyishma, it was like the Rashi was saying, that's not a bracha, they were kibbeh, you should say it before Kriyishma. It hasn't passed the Hesed. It's not a bracha on the Kriyishma that should pass the Hesed, huh? It's a bracha on Tamazoy, on the R, the bracha on Tur, that they were kibbeh before Kriyishma. If it's not a bracha on the Kriyishma, it doesn't pass the Hesed. It should be Hesed. Chur Mukh in Unzer Tayyu also, that there's a Shenim that learns that the brachas are brachas, virchas, hamitzas on Kriyishma. That was the first shalom. That's the shalom. So the first shalom on such a thing is, on this sheet is like the rose of dais at the beginning. We mentioned the beginning. The rose of dais and the fact that you allowed to be mastic between avarava and kriyishma. Why is so it that the bracha is not a biblical mitzvah? How could it be considered being a bracha? That's the first shalom. The second shalom is the Rashba and the Rashbash. The Tazbi's son, the Shalom Shul, the Rashbash. They're both medayik from the Gemara beforehand on Daf Yeral's Amud Beis. It says the Anshi Mishmar would say one bracha before Kriyishma. Now, we'll see the man Dhamma that said that they would say only Yetzirah, and they wouldn't say Avarava, so how can you make Kriyishma without saying the Berachah Mitzvah? If you have to admit, if Avarava is the Berachah Mitzvah, how does the Pasuk to say Kriyishma without the Berachah Mitzvah? And moreover, the Rashba says, the Rashba in the Shuvah, Chedekat Samim Zayin, yes, Nachakashi advises that I'll prove to you that the bracha said no Shachat to the Kriyishma. Because the halacha is that if a person doesn't like Kriyishma before Gimel Shari in the morning, he's still not learning Kriyishma, he's allowed to say the brachas afterwards. If the brachas are just brachas on Kriyishma, then how can you say the brachas at the time that the Kriyishma has not made? The chiyuv of Kriyishma has already finished by Gimel Shari. How can it be that you say the brachas on Mitzvah until Dalat Shari, or until Chatzeris, Kolayim, whoever the Rishonim learn? If it's a brachas on Mitzvah, it doesn't pass this. It shouldn't be this man for the Mitzvah, and you should be able to say the brachas anyway. Pashas is only the Chagatari, I wouldn't tell you. Pashas most of Shinim were not that one. In the Chanam, well, that's the on the Ramban. 100%, but that's on the Ramban. Chiddush is the Ramban. Pashas is not that way. Yetor, Pashas, the Chiddush is the Chagatari Chiddush. That Yetor is still considered a Berkh Namit Moshechet, and that's the Shema. How Avraham is the Shema is the Halbatar. Moshechet is Yetor after the Shema. So, Bechira, Kumbes, we have three kashas on this shita. First of all, if you hold that Kriyishma is the Birchas HaMitzvah, how does the pasuk be mafsek? How does the pasuk be mafsek between Avarava and Shema? Because you're never allowed to be mafsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. The second kasha is that the Rishonim, what's that in the Anshei Mishmor that they said they made Kriyishma without saying Avarava? The third question is, how does the pastor say Kriyishma after Gimel Shari? And you can go in the brachas, because the brachas are the brachas of Birchas HaMitzvot. On Kriyishma, how does the to say the Birchas HaMitzvot at a time that the mitzvot is not known? But in this last kasha, is the kasha on the Rav's bottom. You don't get not of the theory of Kriyishma. This is the teaching of Rashi.
The Kriyishma
100%. But there's other Rishis. The Rid holds that you're not going to say Kriyishma at night. So look at Rashi. He says if you're going to say the Kriyishma at night early, then it's going to be a bracha without tell. So why is it different at night saying it early than at day saying it late? Assuming that it's a bracha about tala when it's not this man at night, the chayim should be a bracha about tala when it's not this man during the day. Bet in this last kasha is the kasha on the Rashba lane. The Rashba shita is that the first two brachas are not berachas hamitzvot on Kriyishma, that the first brachas, Yetzirah and Avarava, weren't mitzvot on Kriyishma. He says in the Furash of Akhirah from Ralas that the bracha of Emes V'yasev, is considered, was a bracha that was mitzvot on Kriyishma. He says in the first, he says, I know that the first two are not, like the Gergen say. And this is when he quotes the Rav Haigern amongst them. He says that like Rav Haigern a whole list of goyim. They say that the first two brachas are not berachas mitzvahs. They weren't berachas the first two brachas weren't niskan and kriyashma. However, Emes Vayasav was niskan and kriyashma. Even then, you're sparing the Rashi. How could he be b'tarat shitas Rashi? That's the reason why you had a daven early at night. Is because the first bracha, not a bracha al atal, because the first bracha is not a bracha al mitzvah, but her al emes v'yatav, it is a bracha al kriyashma. And if it's al emes v'yatav, it should be a bracha al atal. And not only that, after gimel shoy, how is the child explain the bracha after gimel shoy? But her al emes v'yatav, it should be a problem. Emes v'yatav goes in kriyashma, it's not just ma'at kriyashma. So Baruch Hashem, I found the first kasha, I found the Taz Beitev, in his Kedushim on the Masechta, not in the Shuvah. He asked, what's John the Rashi? Rashi is a Mufurish. That Emes V'yatav is a bracha on Kriyat Shema. So how could you lay, how could you daven before Teis Gechavim? L'chor al Emes V'yatav is a problem. Zokter Rechapa says, Zokter Emes V'emuna, he's really going off Emes V'emuna, he's talking about night. Because Emes V'emuna is a bracha on Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's going on the last parsha of Vayomer. Now Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yehuda says Mufurish, that you're allowed to lay the parsha of Vayomer and you get to Yechiv Yitzias Mitzrayim even before Teis Gechavim. As long as it's time, it's considered night from hour, consider night for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Since it's not the first in the Torah that you need night, it just learns out of a reboot. Call Yemei Hayecho, call Rabbi Halelei. So it's not the first that you need night in the Torah. It learns out of a reboot. But Mela, as long as it's considered night for something, consider night for hour, consider night for Yitzias Mitzrayim also. So Mela, is up there, if it's considered night for Yitzias Mitzrayim, so the bracha of Emes V'emuna, which is goal on Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a limb and also at the same time. He was a lechari, he can make the same chesed. He doesn't say it, but lechari is pashas, he makes the same chesed during the day also. The time for Yitzias Mitzrayim is not until Gimel Shur. It's after the first two pashas of Gimel Shur. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the whole day. So maybe you should have the whole day. And Beth Shemirah declares, you should have the whole day. If you look at this Kedushim, he declares, and he says that he brought the Yilad of Lehif the Birch Hetzel, and he declares, how long do you have? Do you have the whole day? And he says, well, Dalal Shur. He's machri at the end of the day, you only have the Dalal Shur. Why? If we're saying that the Yasin is a bracha on Yitzias Mitzrayim, you have the whole day, why do you only have till Dalal Shur? For your question, because that's the first two brachas. The first two brachas are some brachas. We're just saying that it didn't feel. And the same way that feel is till Dalal Shur, it's the first two brachas till Dalal Shur. So a gamal emes v'yasin, you can go through the whole day. Since the first two brachas, you have only till Dalal Shur. They said that all the brachas, you only have till Dalal Shur. The Chor way is not shown in the Rajba. But Lulei Ben Safina, I would say it's B'chal not shown in the Rajba at all. No chance to this Rajba. The Rashi never said, when he said that it's the Emes V'yatav of the Brahman Krishma, it can't be that he meant that it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. If it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, how could you say it afterwards? Berachas HaMitzvah always has to be a Rebati Yosem, like the Rambam said in the Purush. Right? Yadua Shabbat Avatayim and Berachas HaMitzvah Si, Shekola Mitzvah Kun Tunis Ein Bracha, or Rebati Yosem. If the Rashi says that Emes V'yatav, or Emes V'emun, is considered a Berachas a bracha on Krishma, it can't be that he meant that it's a regular dinner of a birchas mitzvah. Regular dinner of birchas mitzvah has to be everything else. Elamai, all that he means is that it was a bracha that was nisgan specifically for Krishma. The first two brachas weren't nisgan but all for Krishma. It was nisgan giving shevach for Adat on his rope, and then he made it that the sun came out in the morning. There was Tevet that you should say it at the same time you say the Krishma. But this bracha that was reactive was a bracha that you're nisgan specifically for Krishma. And one of the shuvahs he says, It has all the inyanim of Krishma, it has Kabbalah Tomot Shamayim, Kabbalah Tomot Mitzvot, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it was Mitzvot specifically because of the Krishma. But it's not a Birchas HaMitzvot, Mamish, that should have the thing that a Birchas HaMitzvot. And Mamela, he says, in the Tshuva, he learns the Gemara by a Rebbe, he says the Rebbe, the Machlokes, the Rishim ben Rebbe. Another one, the Omer. Rebbe was chayz of a gomer. When Rebbe only said the first pasuk of Shema, was he chayz of a gomer afterwards or not? So what chayz of a gomer? What? The Rashi says chayz of a gomer is chayz of a gomer emes v'yatav. Would Rebbe say emes v'yatav later on? And one man on the hold back up front, you could say emes v'yatav. Say emes v'yatav later on, even though you're not saying Krishma, you can say emes v'yatav. So the Rashba says in the Purush Hagam that Emes V'yatav is considered a bracha on Krishma. However, if it's actually in Emes V'yatav, it's without Krishma. Because it's not a birchas HaMitzvah on Krishma that should pass to say that when it's not shy to say Krishma, it's not shy to say Emes V'yatav. No, it's a bracha that was discounted for the Indian of Krishma. But it's not Mamash HaBirchas HaMitzvah. Maybe it's not fair to say it earlier. That's not Sarah's meteen later. You know you're not going to be yitzchi achiv of Krishma. The Chorvah says, he's sorry, you can answer up the rest of your Shainim also. The rest of your Shainim, you can say that when they said that it's a Birchus HaMitzvah from Krishma, it's not a regular din of a Birchus HaMitzvah. Rather, it was a bracha that was nisgan bechlal, was a nisgan, like the Rav said, it's a bracha list bifni asma, was the kaveh by Krishma. And once they were conveyed by Krishma, it acts as a Birchus HaMitzvah of Krishma also. The Lashon of the Meiri is, I have the Lashon in front of me, it says, Shenitkinu al Krishma, Abba in a Birchus Krishma Batsim. He says, Hifkiyu ha... Acher shetiknu ha-brachot ha-elu, Hifkiyu ha-achim levar kasher yishan v'sleis v'sivon. He says that, in a chanamim, the brachas aren't specifically made for Krishma, but once when they were attacking these brachas before Krishma, therefore, it would be mocking the Asher Kedishon who says there's the one who liquidates as a Shema. Why does it work that way? Why should it work that way? L'chari has no shaykh to Krishma. So, the Chuvis Rosh Bash, he says, L'chari works, the same way it works with Terry's up there, because it says, the Davik he made him the Terry's up there, that was his Yerfil. He says, L'chari works for Krishma also, because you say, at the end, L'yachet ha'chol be'alma. So, that's the whole thing, the whole thing of Krishma is Yichon Hashem. So the same way that it works for Torah, because we mentioned in your prayer, it works for Krishma, because we mentioned in your Krishma also, the Yechad HaKobel. He doesn't say what the Pshat is by at night, but we say Ava Soilom. Ava Soilom, what Pshat does that have to Krishma? All we're talking about is Torah, then. What does that have to do with Krishma? We don't say anything Yechad HaKobel. I'm thinking, because we say B'Shachveinu Kuvenu, but that's what we're careful. If we're talking about, why don't we say B'Arav HaBavaykin, we're careful. B'Shachveinu Kuvenu, Lachari, Mashmoy is this, Al Shem Dapasik, B'Shachveinu Kuvenu. And it's going by Krishma. And I found that that's what the preacher says in the first. It's in the Talmud, that's in the first. The B'Shachveinu Kuvenu is referring to Krishma. Look, it works for Krishma, the same way it works for Torah, because you mentioned Torah, it works for Krishma, because you mentioned the new Krishma. Then, in a Hanami, it wasn't a bracha that was niskan specifically for Krishma. It was a bracha, ba'at, b'chol, bracha maybe on Torah. And the Mela, once they were niskan and on Krishma, since it also includes the Indian of Krishma, it works to pass up in the midst of Krishma. It works as a Birchus HaMitzvah. Even this, you say that we had a theory in the Rav Haigin. The Shagatai says Pshat Rav Haigin that the brachas are considered a Birchus HaMitzvah, and Mamela is still considered Oivel HaTiyasim. If you haven't made the bracha till after Krishma, it's still considered Oivel HaTiyasim in the midst of Krishma. Because the brachas are brachas on the Krishma. The Shaila is, the Rajah brings down the first from Rav Haigin that the first two brachas are not Birchus HaMitzvah. So what's the Shagatai intention? The first two brachas are Birchus HaMitzvah. Berachas HaMitzvah, the Rashi says, they're not brachas that were nikva on Krishma. Fidus and Echanami, the brachas weren't nisgan on Krishma. The brachas aren't berachas on Krishma. They were nisgan dvar mitzniyatum. But once they were misakin them in Krishma, they work as a berachas HaMitzvah. Because they take care of that Shagin Hashem and Tzvetzvah Tzivan. So you want to know, are you allowed to say before, if you daven Ma'ar before Tzvetzvah Gechav, the fear of hiding, are you allowed to say the brachas? We're trying to say the brachas. The brachas aren't specifically on Kriyashma. The brachas are brachas with Me'atma. However, when you're saying them with Kriyashma, this man, you're learning with the Kriyashma, it acts as a Birchus HaMitzvah. If it's acting as a Birchus HaMitzvah, then you can even say that. It's not acting as a Kriyashma if you don't say that. Tainu Kilo, to say the brachas without the Kriyashma is not a problem. To say the Kriyashma without the brachas, that would be a problem. Because now you're using them as a Birchus HaMitzvah. You're missing the Birchus HaMitzvah. The few that we say, look where we end up the three tashas that we had on the rest of the Rishayim also. We asked, first of all, how can we mafsik between, how can it be considered between Avar Avan and Shema as Bein HaProchem, look where it's a Birchus HaMitzvah, now it's a mafsik. Second tasha is, how are the Amshi Mishma able to be, to say Kriyashma without saying Avar Avan, you're missing your Birchus HaMitzvah. And third of all, like the Rashba tells it that you can lay in Krishma after Gimel Shoyt with the bracha, it's not as much of Krishma, the same way that you're now in the Davin Marav early because the it's not as much for Krishma, and the bracha is a bracha Zavatol, well then after Gimel Shoyt also, it's not as much for Krishma, and the bracha should be bracha Zavatol. So there's the let's start with the last question first, the Ra'ah on Daf Hei, his Mechadish left there, it's not there anymore. Laying Mar, davening Marav early with the brachas is not the limit to the din of laying the brachas after Gemal Shem. Why? Look like this. It says when you davening Marav early, so you're davening the Kriyashma which is Be'etim Shaykh tonight during the day. And you have the Yechelis to wait for the proper time. And you're not waiting for the proper time. In other words, you're able to wait another hour, and it'll be tasting a chazan, and you'll be davening bizmanik, and you're not waiting. So it doesn't pass a musik of lehitzeh brachas tel. You should be able to lay in the brachas without the kriyishma. However, during the day, that you're laying in the kriyishma of the day, just you missed the bizman, and it's after Gemul Shoyt. So it's already more of a lehitzeh brachas. There's nothing that you can do anymore. You can't wait with your kriyishma. It's not like at night. You could have waited another hour and laying kriyishma at the right time. Here's during the day, it's already post-facto. You pass the Gemul Shoyt. Yeah, Shemun Fakim. It's more of a lehitzeh brachas. The Meira, they said, you're not a lehitzeh brachas tel. And I got that. It's not a lehitzeh brachas tel. You're not a lehitzeh brachas also. Choreth Apella, which I think. If you're telling me that there's a problem to laying the brachas, to say the brachas and the tzatzah on the kriyishma, so very good, you missed it. Move it away to listen. I understand, too bad. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, you make it up. Tomorrow, you'll get up on time. What does that have to do with anything? Very good. At night, you could have waited. Since you didn't wait, so there's a brachas that brachas will tell us you say it over here. During the day, you already missed it. You can't wait anymore. It's already finished. So you're allowed to say the brachas. If the brachas are very good on kriyishma, so then you shouldn't be able to say them after Gemul Shoyt. It sounds a little like a rock. The rock says also, but he says, well, hit the brick of cell. Thus there, hoil the tar, Christmas, gulu, it's below. Apple pizza, offers my kriyishma, and hit the brick of cell. Even though it's offers my kriyishma, and therefore what? It sounds like you shouldn't be able to say the brachas, which are brachas and kriyishma. Since you have masmas, gulu, it's below, it allowed you to say it until dollar shirts, which is his man of field. Shell, same shell. It's not his man for kriyishma. If very good, you have to say the gulu, it's below. But if the brachas are brachas and kriyishma, and he passes on to kriyishma, what's up, chat? Why should we be able to say the brachas of, the brachas of kriyishma? The feel you said that we're saying before, and it's a bracha. It's not the essence of a bracha on kriyishma. It's a bracha that has any of the feel itself. It's not a bracha that they're misakin in general. However, once they're misakin on kriyishma, it works with the brachas of kriyishma, then you can say, Nechamami. Once they're misakin on kriyishma, it works with the brachas of kriyishma. And we may well generally give it as any brachas of kriyishma. But b'shat adchat, where it's yesh of misakin anymore, then we'll be making, we'll say, we'll give it the regular din of tefillah. We'll say, yeah, since it also has the aspect of tefillah, that it works as a tefillah din me'afwani, so we're mainly, you're allowed to lay in the kriyishma afterwards. Even the old passage, we'll show you. When it's not this man yet, we'll say, l'maisa, since we're in this kiddon, we're in the kriyishma, was post-facto that we're in the kriyishma, so you gotta wait with it. And you gotta lay in the kriyishma and this man. However, once it's ready post-facto in the morning, where it's yesh to wait anymore, you already passed this man of kriyishma. So Hagam, the brachas were, at the end of the day, they worked as a birchas kriyishma, but it's not only a birchas kriyishma, it also works as a regular birchas mitzvah, whatever the bracha that they're masakin lechatila for, the bracha for ter, the bracha for or. And maybe b'shas al-kach, they give that sin. And l'chayil, if you didn't give me matahat, also why you're adding up between Avraham and Shema. The Lashon Meir is, he really speaks it out. He says, "Apo pi she'ein lahatik min bracha lemitzvah, b'zeh hoyo v'ina bracha spirchus ha-mitzvah mamish, she'ir ma'ashekin yishon mitzvayto, be'kilin bar, shadvar ma'idohim v'nira ki'inim b'fnei atzma." He says, it's not ma'ashekin yishon mitzvayto. But people were saying, what does it mean? It's not ma'ashekin yishon mitzvayto. The bracha wasn't a bracha that, like he said before his plan, she was a Meir Lashitasi. The bracha wasn't this gun specifically for creation. It's a bracha that was niskan samazay. Once they were kaveya by kriyishma, it acts b'mokam abir to the mitzvahs of kriyishma also. Because we mentioned the meaning of kriyishma, v'yachel chaviyava, shachveinu ukrumenu. The word also has a bracha mitzvahs. But that's not all that it is, the bracha mitzvahs. The bracha b'mayasmi also. But meila, since it also looks like a bracha b'mayasmi, we're more mekal over here. And you're allowed to be mafik between the latim and the sheva shalom. The only shayla that we're stuck with is the last shayla is Anshe Mishnah. What's that? We're over here, let's get in the Ramban. The only one we said in the first is the Ramban. It says that the Ramban holds that the Avarab is the Birch Mitzvah. The only Avarab is the Birch Mitzvah. So the shayla is the Fidah Mandam that holds that Yitzhar Arab is that the Anshe Mishnah were just the Yitzhar Arab before him. They wouldn't say Avarab at the last one. How can you say Kriyashma without the Yitzhar Arab? Without the Avarab, without the Birch Mitzvah. So the truth is, it's also with the same Yisrael, but it's very meduic in the Ramban. It sounds like from the Ramban that the bracha of Shema, Hagam that was listed on the Shema, it's not a bracha specifically for Shema. He says, "Lefi shadav yidua shavas ein lebirkas hamitzvah si lekri Shema, shekol hamitzvah kulan tuunis ein bracha oyver lasiyasim, v'chein b'halal, v'chein b'megillah, v'chein b'kriyas haTorah, v'chol shekein kri Shema." And he continued, that the Zel Marno Behishkir Mashana Tafish Kar Kishma, Intel Favar, Shikar Nifta Baba Rava, the Birkat Shinan Terahi. It says Abba Rava is a Birkat Shinan Terah. I found that he says Mufurish, if you want to do you, that it's a Birkat Mitzvah. But he says the Bracha is a Birkat Shinan Terah. And it's interesting, all the rayas that he brings, he says, you have to make a Bracha Rila Tiyasa. What would I bring a raya to? Before you pick up a lulav, you have to make a bracha. Before you eat the mas, you have to make the bracha. All the rayas that he brings, that you have to make a bracha every last yotzen, are all the ending of kriya. Hallel, Megillah, Kriya Satera, and Kriya Shema. This is the same thing that we find by all those, still too by Kriya Shema. It's very meduic, it's Kamama first, that he says at the end, the Birkat Shinan Teri, that he understood that the bracha of Kriya Shema is the Birkat HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema, because it's a Birkat Satera. And that's the Hishkim Meshaleh. That's the one a person has to say Birkat HaTorah. Some of the Olmos Madai. If a guy got up early, that's when he says to say Birkat HaTorah. But if he didn't get up early, he's just sounding regular. The regular Birkat HaTorah that you're making is the Avar Avah. And the Avar Avah is the Birkat HaTorah on the Kriya Shema. Now maybe you're not going to be masking, he has a regular dinner of Birkat HaMitzvah. The same way, like most of Rishonim learn, except for meditation, learn that you're allowed to be masking after Birkat HaTorah. Most of Rishonim learn, you're not allowed to be masking after Birkat HaTorah. After the Avar Avah, you're not allowed to be masking with anything. Yeah, the Rabban Shita is, you're not allowed to say Kiyama the Amon in between the Avarabba and the Shema. Because you're not allowed to be between the Rabba of Avarabba, which is really a Birkat Shina Natero, and Kriyashma, which is the Shina Natero. And more so, there's a certain Rishonim that hold that Kriyashma is not the Ekkum in Mitzvah Darei. The Shangatai says that even the Shita Rishonim, the Machlokes in the Gemara, says even those that hold that Kriyashma is not a Mitzvah Darei per se, says, however, when somebody lays Kriyashma, you're Makayim the a Mitzvah Darei. Why? Because if you hold that Krishna is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, that means that you hold the shachar kumecha is going on divrei Torah. That means you have a chiv during the day and at night to say divrei Torah. Chazal or keveh, that's the Torah that you're going to say, is the Krishna. Krishna, the keveh, you should say Krishna during the day and during the day. And with that, you're making your chiv of the shachar kumecha of Kriyat HaTorah. Mameva, like the Shankar said, according to everybody, when you say the Krishna, you're making a chiv d'oraisa. What's the chiv d'oraisa? Of learning Torah. Even they can say that's time the Ramban also. He held that the whole Kriyashma lesson is the Birkat the whole Indian is the Limud HaTorah. And the Yushami calls, we saw the Biralaka brought down, Yushami calls Avarabba Birkat HaTorah. The way he refers to Avarabba is Birkat HaTorah. So it was very glad that the Ramban held that Avarabba is the Birkat HaTorah and Kriyashma is Limud HaTorah, and then Alabi Mosque is between them. Even they can say, with the Shaman by the Anshe Mishma, he says, Birkat Birkat Acha. And then they would say Aseret HaDibrus and Kriya Shema. In fact, the Yeshua, how do you say Aseret HaDibrus? Before you said Birkat HaTorah. No, that's the Birkat HaTorah. Aseret HaDibrus before Birkat HaTorah. Maybe Kriya Shema, which is a big case, it doesn't have a din of Limud HaTorah. But Aseret HaDibrus, the doesn't have a din of Limud HaTorah. Says, but he was really trying to figure out why, when he says Baruch HaBirkat Achas, they're trying to figure out, is it Avar Avah, the Yitzhar? He says, why can't it be Birkat HaTorah? He says, oh my, I was conscious of them that they said Birkat HaTorah before. Well, how could they say Aseret HaDibrus? If it was possible that the Anshe Mishma already said Birkat HaTorah, so then you can say that you don't need the Avar Avah anymore. The whole reason that you needed the Avar Avah before the Kriya Shema is because you needed the Fina Ramban, you needed the Birkat HaTorah before you said the Torah. But the Anshe Mishma didn't need that. The Anshe Mishma, since they said Aseret HaDibrus, they must have said the Birkat HaTorah before him. They said Birkat HaTorah before and they don't need the Avar Avah to be Rishonim like a Birkat HaMitzvah on the Kriya Shema. They already have the Birkat HaTorah. If it's there, it's not Shemaim, they don't need the Kriya Shema without the Avar Avah. Yeah.